One dark cold night, there was a 15-year-old girl called Elizabeth. She was stood on the cold, wet, damaged roof, holding roughly on the stranger's slippy rope on the flying bike. While the flying bike was silently pausing, when the flying bike stopped and the stranger asked what's wrong, she said very shyly, nothing, it's just you have dropped your battle green goggles," he replied. "Thank you very much indeed," she delightedly said. "What is your name, then?" he said, Charlie, overjoyed. Elizabeth asked the man politely if she could come with him. He replied, "I really don't know, because I have a boat missing, and if two people get on, it might crash once again." Elizabeth and Charlie took after After Charlie said Elizabeth could come, Elizabeth said, "Where are we going?" Charlie replied, "We are going to New York because that's where I live." The takeoff was frightening. When Elizabeth shot up in the air, it felt smooth. It just shot up the air swiftly and rapid. "I felt really sick when we turned," Charlie said, "not to worry because he is used to it." All of a sudden, I felt the plane turning around. Elizabeth was really scared. Elizabeth did not know what to do because Charlie had fainted with all of a bang and a crash. The plane had landed horrendously on a thick grey ground. Elizabeth was okay, except she had banged her head badly. And after that, Elizabeth opened her eyes and she saw Charlie trying to fix the bike. Elizabeth asked Charlie how far she and him had to go. "Pleasing," he replied, overjoyed. "We're here." When Charlie and Elizabeth got inside Charlie's house, Elizabeth was astonished of how neat and tidy Charlie's house was. Charlie asked Elizabeth if he wanted a cup of tea. Elizabeth shyly responded, "Yes, please." Her face blushed with shyness. After that, Elizabeth and Charlie sat down with a hot drink. Elizabeth was saying nothing because she was timid. Then Charlie said, "Okay, what do you want to do?" She replied, "Do you want to come and jump to take you out for a meal?" He replied, "Yes, please." So Elizabeth and Charlie went out on a meal. At that time, Elizabeth wasn't shy. A couple of years later, Elizabeth had a baby. She named it Sarah, and they got married and lived happily ever after.